This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hunter Green and Jonathan India both had great games Saturday afternoon in Arlington, Texas, as the Reds beat the Rangers 8-4 to even the three-game series at a game apiece. Green pitched seven innings. He only allowed two base runners, a walk in the fourth and a single in the fifth. He retired the final nine batters he faced. Jonathan India drove home a run with a single in the second. He singled home another run in the fourth, hit a two-run homer in the seventh, and then singled again in the top of the eighth. Will Benson also hit a two-run homer in the Reds' four-run seventh inning. Nick Martini drove in two runs with a pair of sac flies. The Rangers' four runs all came in the bottom of the ninth inning off a left-hander Brent Suter. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, good win for the Red Legs today. Let's start with Hunter Green because he was brilliant. I mean, it really set the tone. We kind of talked about it a little bit as the game goes along. Sometimes the pitcher that you have going for you can also help out your offense. Well, the Reds gave him plenty of support with eight runs.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you say set the tone, because when Hunter took the mound in the first inning, there was something a little different about Hunter Green. And it was almost as though, I've got this stuff, see if you can hit it. And, I mean, he was all in the strike zone, right on the edges, used his breaking ball efficiently, but the fastball location was pristine, and he shut down an awfully good offensive club in the world champion Texas Rangers.
Not to be overshadowed on the offensive side of things, we've been wanting to see Jonathan India get the bat going a little bit. Well, he hit a big home run in this game, and he had a four-hit ball game.
Yeah, I think anytime you swing the bat the way India did, you have to believe he's back seeing the ball well. And that's just kind of one of those things. You get in a funk for a little bit, you stay with what is true for you, and that's exactly what he was doing. Got a couple of shots in there to right field. The home run was down the right field line. When you've got that kind of plate coverage, you make yourself a tough out.
Good win all around for the Reds. Now we'll see if they can win the series tomorrow. Andrew Abbott gets the ball.
Throwing the ball awfully well.
Boy, has he. Should be a fun one. That's all for today. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Rangers on Saturday afternoon 8-4, and now to the highlights. Former Red Michael Lorenzen made the start for Texas. He set the Reds down in order in the first inning with a pair of strikeouts, but the Reds got to him in the top of the second. Lorenzen hit Christian Encarnacion Strand to start the inning. Jake Fraley then walked. Tyler Stevenson singled to load the bases. Next up was second baseman Jonathan India.
He sees a lot of pitches. He's not going to give in. And now he swings and lines it just out of the reach of the second baseman. Into right field for a base hit. That'll score Encarnacion Strand and give the Reds a 1-0 lead.
Nick Martini was the next batter. He quickly made it 2-0.
Nick Martini swings the first pitch, drives it toward the left center field gap. On the run is Taveras. He'll make the running catch. Tagging at third is Fraley. He'll score on the sac fly by Martini.
Cincinnati went out in order in the third, but crossed the plate again in the fourth. Christian Encarnacion Strand singled to begin the inning. He moved to second when Jake Fraley grounded out. Then after two were out, Jonathan India came back to the plate.
Now the 1-1. And India lines it over short into left field. That's a hit. Encarnacion Strand being waved around third. The throw to the plate, not in time. India to second. The throw there, safe.
While the Reds were scoring off Michael Lorenzen, the Rangers were doing nothing against Red starter Hunter Green. Green retired the first nine batters he faced in the game before Marcus Semien walked leading off the bottom of the fourth. Semien never moved from first base because Green disposed of Corey Seager, Nathaniel Lowe, and Evan Carter to end the inning. Josh Smith collected the first Texas base hit when he led off the bottom of the fifth. He moved up to third base on a fly ball to center field, but Travis Jankowski grounded out to end the inning. The Reds added to their lead in the top of the seventh. Michael Lorenzen was still in the game, and he hit Tyler Stevenson with a pitch to begin the inning. That brought Jonathan India back to the plate.
Back to the plate, Lorenzen lifted high in the air, slicing down the right field. He got a bunch of it, and that ball is gone. That's a home run for Jonathan India. And it is now a 5-0 ball game. That ball was hit awfully hard. It got up into the air and started tailing. You weren't really sure if that ball was going to get out of here or hit the wall, and it drops right over the top of the wall for the first home run of the year for Jonathan India. It's an opposite field, 2 RBI hammer.
That was all for Lorenzen. Jose Urena replaced him. Nick Martini singled. Santiago Espinal flew out, but Will Benson jacked one.
Urena back to the dish. Oh, this ball is hammered. I mean, way back there. That's a two-run shot. Benson got every bit of it and then some. 7-0 Reds. My, oh, my.
Hunter Green pitched a 1-2-3 sixth inning and a 1-2-3 seventh, and his afternoon was over, and he was brilliant. 7 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, just 98 pitches, 63 of those. 4 strikes. The Reds added one more run in the top of the eighth. With one out, Luke Maley singled. Jonathan India then collected his 4th hit of the game, a single to right field that got under the glove of Travis Jankowski and allowed Maley to go to third base. Nick Martini then got him in.
1-2. Urania fires, and Martini sends one high in the air to left field, and it'll send Carter back a few steps, enough to make the catch and allow Luke Maley to go back and tag at third and come home on the sack fly. That's 8-0 now for the Reds.
Brent Suter took over on the mound for the Reds in the eighth and pitched a perfect inning, but then he struggled big time in the ninth. Leota Treveras led off with a single. Dave Wenzel was next up.
Cubs getting crushed by the Red Sox. Speaking of crush, this ball's well hit deep to left, and it is gone. Davis Wenzel hammers it out of here to left field. And that will get the Rangers on the board, and that ends the scoreless streak for Brent Suter. For Wenzel, it's only his 2nd major league hit. It's his 1st big league home run. 8-2 Reds.
That brought Corey Seager to the plate, and the Rangers went back to back.
Now Seager swings, and he launches one to deep right. That's gone. Back-to-back home runs. Wenzel and now Seager, who goes deep on his 30th birthday. For Seager, it's just his 2nd home run of the year. Now 8-3 Reds.
Nathaniel Lowe singled. After Evan Carter struck out, Josh Smith got him in.
He broke up Hunter Green's no-hit bid all the way back in the 5th inning with a leadoff double. He was stranded at 2nd base, the pitch to Smith. And he lines this one almost the same spot the previous double lands, right inside the line and right. Home to score is low as Smith ends up at 2nd with his 2nd double of the game. It's now 8-4.
Wyatt Langford then singled, moving to runner to 3rd base. That was it for Brent Suter. Alexis Diaz replaced him. He got Andrew Kisner to pop up right to him on the mound, and then he ended the game against Ezekiel Duran.
0-1, the count on Duran. The pitch. Duran breaks his bat. It's a slow roller to De La Cruz. It's short. Scoops and throws in time, and that's it. Reds win it. 8-4, they hang on to beat the Rangers and hold off the Rangers' rally just enough in the ninth to even this series at a game apiece. Good win by the Redlegs today. Great pitching by Hunter Green, and some awfully timely hitting today as well against the former Red Michael Lorenzen. Once again, final score, Reds beat the Rangers today 8-4 at Globe Life Field in Arlington.
Reds win it 8-4. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 4 left on base for Texas. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They stranded 4. Green the winner, 1-2. Lorenzen the loser, 2-1. Diaz save number 6. Home runs in the game for Cincinnati. India number 1, Benson number 4, Wenzel number 1, and Seager number 2 for the Rangers. 2 hours and 34 minutes, a big crowd in Texas, 36,553. With the victory, the Reds are now 15-12 on the season. With the defeat, the Rangers now at even 500 at 14-14. Sunday afternoon, it's the finale of the three-game series, and it's the rubber match. Left-hander Andrew Abbott goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 1-2 with a 2.60 ERA. Right-hander Dane Dunning will pitch for the Rangers. He's 2-2, his ERA 4.61. And once again, the final score on Saturday afternoon, the Reds knock off the Texas Rangers 8-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.